AM 1300 KGLO, Tim Fleming broadcasting live this morning at the studios of 1300 KGLO and also some remote studios as well. And we've got a kind of a three-way conversation that we're going to put together today between Mary Ingham, who's on our live line right now, along with Kevin Pals, the sheriff. Lady and gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just had to touch base with you guys. I know you had talked a while back about April is always a big month, isn't it, Mary?
It is. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
And what this year with Sexual Assault Awareness Month, this will be a little different challenge, I would assume, because of the coronavirus and the lack of public events, that type of thing.
Yeah. You know, as we started planning for this month in early January, we had a fun mix of public events planned, and we really had to scramble in the last couple weeks. We decided that's probably not in the best interest of anyone right now. So we are moving all of our public events to social media, which actually we know that people are more connected to social media probably today than they were last month. So we're really hoping to guide people to our coalition Facebook page and get conversations started about sexual assault and how people can help victims in our communities.
Mary, where do they go for the information on social media?
If they are on Facebook, they can just look for the North Iowa Domestic and Sexual Abuse Community Coalition, which is a very long name. But the other thing, for maybe a shortcut, if they go to the Crisis Intervention Facebook page or the Sheriff's Office, we will be sharing information all month long and help connect people to the coalition Facebook page as well.
Bring in Sheriff Kevin Pals. I know, Kevin, you've worked side by side with Crisis Intervention and certainly others for many, many years. Here we are, another year has gone by. Are we seeing improvement in this area, or is it just one of those things that we just have to stay on top of?
Well, I think we need to stay on top of it, but I don't think we've seen a decrease in sexual assault, but we have seen it level off in most cases. And I think law enforcement working with other businesses and groups to get word out that sexual violence is not just rape. It includes any unwanted sexual contact, our attitudes that we have, things we say aloud, like, you know, they asked for it, or what would you think would happen? Those attitudes that maybe we should not even start thinking, or even better yet, not saying out loud, can help and make a difference, because there nobody asks to be a victim, you know, and we need to work together to reduce and hopefully someday eliminate sexual assault.
I'll go back and ask Mary too. I mean, from your standpoint, this is nothing that you know, people should be ashamed about coming forward about. If they need help, they need to seek the help, don't they?
Absolutely. And one promising trend that I have seen just even in the last couple of years is more people talking about sexual assault and sexual abuse. And again, this is somewhere that social media and mainstream media have done a great job talking about the Me Too movement, and people talking about those issues really helped normalize it. I think so many times when people are victims of either childhood sexual abuse or sexual assault as an adult, they somehow blame themselves or minimize what happened. And I think the more we can talk about it and let people know they aren't alone, the more likely we will see people come forward and report abuse. One of the saddest things that we see every day, and the sheriff sees it as well, is people coming forward. It's not unusual to come forward a week late, but oftentimes we will have people that come into our office and say, I was sexually assaulted in high school. And they're coming into us as a 40-year-old, as a 50-year-old. Maybe they told one person that didn't believe them, and that's where it stopped. So, I mean, that's one of the things where I think today in society, people are believing victims when they come forward and helping them get that help. And we know that the best thing, the most supportive thing that someone needs after being assaulted is just someone to listen and to believe them. That's the most healing piece that a victim needs.
I should probably get contact information, too. If somebody's listening right now, how do they contact, I guess, either one of you with information?
We have a 24-hour helpline, and it's 1-800-479-9071. It answered 24 hours a day by a real live human being. And I think that's a great place to start. If someone is in immediate danger, we can help connect them to law enforcement. We can help get them a sexual assault exam and get them to safety. Even though we're in a period of physical distancing, all of our services are still available. We're still serving the public just in a little more strategic manner.
That was going to be my next question was going to be about the distancing part of it. That's got to be a challenge. And I know from a law enforcement standpoint, that's got to be something that you're working with right now too, isn't it, Kevin?
Yes, our jobs have changed. You know, we're trying to take most of our calls for service over the telephone if possible, unless it's obviously a burglary or, you know, some kind of criminal damage. So we have to be there to take a photo and take some evidence. But we're trying to practice social distancing also. Unfortunately, there are times that we cannot do that because we're forced to make an arrest. And we are doing very good on, you know, cleaning our equipment, cleaning ourselves, keeping our hands washed, disinfecting, things like that. So it's changed our whole world as far as responding to victims. But the crimes in progress or medicals where CPR or first aid's immediate need, we do the best we can and use universal protection and go help people.
Mary and Kevin, I appreciate both of you taking some time to visit with me this morning. Any final thoughts from either one of you before I let you go?
This is Mary, and I think, again, the most important thing, if you or someone you know has been a victim of abuse, reach out for help. You can call 1-800-479-9071, and we'll connect you immediately with a supportive person to help walk alongside with you.
And my advice would be, I know it takes a lot of courage to call law enforcement when you're a victim of a crime, especially sexual violence, that we know the majority of people don't call law enforcement, and we're okay with that because we have great services like Crisis Intervention that will help in a confidential way. And if they want to call law enforcement, Crisis Intervention will be right there to step forward with them.
Listen, I appreciate both of you taking some time today, and I hope people jump on board on social media and can stay active and involved in this month in a time when we're practicing the social distancing, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Hey, thanks, Mary. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for being with us this morning on KGLO.